Good evening, and welcome to In the Know
Love Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to In the Know with Mo. This is your host, Maureen Forte. This evening, we are talking about the final debate.
People let me change.
And we will...
I work hard every day. I get up out of bed. I put on my clothes, cause I've got bills to pay. Now it ain't easy, but I don't need no help. I've got a strong will to survive. I've got a deeper love, a deeper love, a deeper love inside. And I call it pride, a deeper love, pride.
Well, good evening. This is your host, Maureen Forte. Oh, tonight, this is October 22nd, and it is the third and last United States presidential debate tonight. United States President Barack Obama and the Republican candidate Mitt Romney, they met tonight, which is Monday, October 22nd, in Boca Raton, Florida, for the third and last presidential debate. The focus on tonight's debate was on foreign policy. So we are getting ready for moving ahead of the November 6th election. Some of the highlights that they spoke of tonight were on Iran. Obama had mentioned the fact that there had been times when governor, frankly, during the course of this, where it sounded like you thought that you would do the same things we did, but you say them louder, and somehow that would make a difference. He was speaking to Mitt Romney, who was speaking about what he would do, but instead of saying in a mild manner, he even spoke louder, like being loud makes a difference. And Obama also mentioned the fact that as president, we're not going to allow Iran to perpetually engage in negotiations that lead nowhere. And he also mentioned, President Barack Obama also mentioned that he had been very clear to them on these issues. Well, it went on and on, as many of you have witnessed the debate today, this evening. Romney came back with a statement on the order of, well, we're 4 years closer to a nuclear Iran, and we should not have wasted these 4 years. But what really took the cake was when Romney had started speaking about the years when they were getting into the issues of Syria. And Romney, he didn't want military involved in Syria. He said that he didn't think there's a necessity to put the military there at this stage, and he didn't anticipate that in the future. Well, Obama said, Governor Romney said he doesn't have different ideas, and that's because we're doing exactly what we should be doing. And that's the kind of leadership we've shown, and that's the kind of leadership we shall continue to show. So the president won this election tonight. I mean, he was very on target with everything. And he also had to mention to Obama, Governor Romney when they were speaking about the Middle East. And Romney had mentioned the fact that we can't kill our way out of this mess. We're going to have to put in that place a very comprehensive and robust strategy. And so as he continued to talk, Romney was talking about the key that we're going to have to pursue as a pathway to get the Muslim world to be able to reject extremism on its own. Well, Obama came back. He came back and said, when it comes to our foreign policy, you seem to want to import the foreign policies of the 1980s, just like the social policies of the 1950s and economic policy of the 1920s. So, you know, I mean, if I was out on the beach right now listening to this debate and going back and forth with Romney and Obama, I would tell Governor Romney, go ahead, put your flip-flops on, because he flip-flopped back and forth. So Romney did make a statement twice, and it's amazing how he would say attacking me is not an agenda. Attacking me is not talking about how we're going to deal with the challenges that exist in the Middle East and take advantage of the opportunity there and stem the tide of this violence. Well, when all the debates I've listened to, Romney had been attacking the president. But not once did the president make a statement to say, you're attacking me and what you're attacking me is not on the agenda. But tonight, Mitt Romney said that statement twice. So when you're lost for words, I mean, you come up with anything. So it's just amazing how we tend to focus in on what is and what isn't. We have a caller here on the line. Welcome to good evening, caller. Welcome to In the Know with Mo. We're talking about the debate tonight.
Thank
you.
Live
on the line, caller.
Okay, thanks. I'm glad to be here. How are you?
That's fine. Just fine. I just finished talking about the Middle East and the debate tonight and how Romney was talking about the 1980s, 1950s. Well, you know, the president talked about his policies from 1980 to 1920s. What's your views on the presidential debate?
Well, I thought President Obama did a great job. Also, Mitt Romney, I'm glad that the president this time brought up all of Mitt Romney's former statements.
Yes.
He has no consistent plan. And a person who's willing to say anything, to do anything, even be president of the United States, is not a person you can trust. I agree with Rachel Maddow when it says it comes to speak to about his character. What is his character? And he did not balance the budget in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
To quote Shannon O'Brien, who ran against him for governor, that's one of Mitt's Massachusetts myths.
Uh-huh.
When he left, they were in a significant debt. And he's always wanted to dial back history because he can't deal with today, as many in the Republican Party cannot. He wants to go back to the level of battleships we had in 1916. Well, my goodness.
Well, you know, Carla, you know, when Romney is talking, and his name says it's an all right. Romney, Republican means he's going backwards. R stands for reverse. That's what that's.
That's a good one. I like that. I like that. And
that's why, as a Democrat, and I support the president 150%. Democrats, that's what we need. We need him back in the office because Democrats starts with a D, and a D stands for driving. The only way you can drive is to drive forward.
There you go. There you go. Another statement, too, that Romney made, talking about how Iran is the lead way into Syria. Syria and Iran do not share a border. In between that country, those two countries, is Iraq. He needs to learn the map. Okay?
Well, he's like that other Republican candidate they had last time who said that she could look out of her window.
Palin. I can see
Russia
from my
house. I thought the president was going to call him tonight was Palin when he was speaking about the areas of Iran, and he said, you only mentioned Russia.
And why do you want to possibly start a war with Russia? I mean, and one thing about it, none of the Romney men in his line, his father, his grandfather, his great-grandfather, who went to Mexico because he could not abide by the rules in America where he's going to have one wife to serve in the military. He wants to start a war and have these young people coming back disabled if they come back alive. Okay?
Right.
He wants to do that. None of his sons, five boys, he did not go to the military. And contrary to what he states, you can have a mission in the Mormon faith, but yet you can still serve in the military. Okay? So he needs to shut his mouth because he's not going to greet a single coffin. President Obama is the first president to get up and greet those coffins when they come.
Yeah,
that's about
yes.
having respect for somebody, okay? He's so hawkish on war, but he won't put a single one of his sons. But his son wants to threaten. Now, let's discuss that. You want to threaten
that
to take
fine.
A hit, a
let's
swing
discuss.
At the president of the United States. That is a federal offense to threaten the president. If Obama had a son and he had threatened to take a swing at Romney, it would have been all over the place.
Not only Taz
wants to hit somebody.
Suit up. The Wicked Witch of Arizona pointing the fingers in the president's
face. Thank you. Thank you. And he handled that with dignity. Because anybody else would have taken her and slapped her finger out of her hand.
And let's go to
with
the,
that parchment skin.
The journalist who called him a liar.
Okay, and what about that congressman, Joe somebody, called him a liar too?
Right, right, right.
One of my friends from New Jersey.
Romney was calling a lie about, was talking about his school system and how he brought it to the forefront. And the president mentioned to him, that happened 10 years before you took office. I really hate to hear governors, or even principals for that matter, talking about how they brought the scores up. Who brought the scores up are the teachers that are standing diligently every day in front of those students. The teachers who are standing there diligently every day, marking the papers, following up with homework, following up with phone calls, and sometimes doing home visits. It's not the governor. The governor wouldn't even know which way to go. But if you notice tonight, Mitt Romney's American flag was so large on his suit, I thought maybe he was going to pledge allegiance to himself.
You know what? It's almost like that nerd, that nun that comes on, Mother Angelica, and she got a cross on her, hanging on her chest, look like something you have hanging on your wall. That's how big his flag lapel is. That doesn't mean that you're any more patriotic, because if you're patriotic, you never would have been in a company like Bain, who purposely bought business. They bought KB Toys. I used to shop at KB Toys all the time. It was in the plaza. He bought that company, let it go bankrupt, and shipped those jobs overseas. He can't even bank in America. Most of his money is overseas. And I'm going to tell you something else. The Republican Party is anti-union, therefore that means they are anti-teacher.
Oh, yes, that was a blow right there. I'm telling you. I have a person just sent me a chat message. I'm going to read it. Maybe you would like to answer. We both can answer. It says, good evening. I'm a college student, and I have not voted. I waited. I went to the library on 95th and Halsted. The line was so long that I decided to go back another day. What do you think about early voting? This is from Michelle.
Okay.
Hello, Michelle.
I don't know if you can hear me.
You just stayed in line.
Yes. Number one, voting is very important. Too many people have died for our right to vote, black and white. Too many people. The bottom line is anything can happen where you can't come in. We need our votes in all the time. It's nothing wrong with waiting. I waited myself today, but there was a good atmosphere and a very good energetic crowd. And when we came out, we started clapping for somebody. It was a young woman there who was 18, her first time voting. One of the voting judges brought her out when she left and said, first-time voter. Everybody who was in there, that line was wrapped around. And that they applauded for her. And we said, keep it going, girl, good girl. So after that, we started clapping, everybody coming out. When I came out, I said, when I come out, y'all, I'm going to do a curtain, a little dance step for you. And that's what I did. You hear me? You can stand and wait, because people died. Hoses had them flung down the street. Megan Evers was shot to death.
When people said that the line was too long, but the line wasn't too long for you to stand outside for the iPod 5, it wasn't too long for you to stand in line for the doors to open for Black Friday, the line was never too long for when you're waiting to go into a concert. You understand? So our priorities are just out of control. I didn't want to wait. The line was wrapped around the building. The police were standing out there with so many police cars. These are all the excuses. These are excuses. And like my pastor, Reverend Marsh from Trinity United Church of Christ said yesterday, if you don't vote, then don't utilize the park. Take your kids out of the public schools. On and on with a whole array of things that people benefit from the vote.
That's right.
You know, and he told them the most important Bible verse that they need to remember is Bible verse November chapter 6. November 6. just have to break it down where our people will understand.
That's right. I mean, it's ridiculous. But you can stand in line as Mei Ling was trying to do your nails. And you
have to wait. Now, can we talk about that? The last election, I passed in Nelson Line on 94th and Ashton, the corner of 94th and Ashton. There was a line of women, African-American women, standing there waiting for Jose Mean to come to open up the door. And it was like 8:30. There must have been about 12 women in line waiting to get their nails done, but they had not been to vote. So my thing is, since we don't know how to go to the polling place, we need to put the polling places in where the people go. They want to get their nails done, but they fail to get their feet done. They get a manicure with no pedicure. They feel like they've been kicking dust and dirt all day.
Walking backward, kicking flour. Now, this
I'm
is the thing.
You.
If
I'm
you a victim, a victim will always be victimized. So if you're such a victim and so weak in the mind, I can't stand today. Oh, Lord, what I'm going to do. Oh, the line is long. The line didn't move that long. People have to read. And where I was voting, we have an older population. So people have to take time. And yeah, you need to take time to read and make sure you're doing something correctly. So you can't. People make time to do what they want to do. If there was somebody saying, girl, I got a discount address, girl, but you have to stand in line for 30 minutes, you'd have done it. If that man called and said, girl, come on, I'm going to take you out. I'm going to come to pick you up in 30 minutes. You'd have spent 10 minutes getting ready and 30 minutes waiting for him to get here.
Now, let me ask you, since you voted
exactly,
early,
40 altogether.
And did you have a choice of voting? Was it just electronic, or did you have electronic or paper ballots?
We had all electronic where I was.
Okay.
And one thing I liked about it, we had a lot of older people, like I stated earlier. The print on the machines is very large. So if you have visual problems, it was okay. There were two women there. They were sisters. One was older, one was young, and they had their mother, 90-plus years old, 92.
Say that.
A woman
say
came
that.
To vote at. A woman came to vote at this precinct. The guy was telling us who was 105. She got sick. She wasn't feeling good. They had to call the paramedic, but she said, "I'm gonna stay to our vote."
Oh,
and she
yeah.
voted. There were women on canes, men on canes, stooped over who had walked up to the poll. So you in college, you can't stand to vote. You something wrong with you? You
yes,
can hang your
I'm
head
wrong.
In shame. You have no dignity. Go and sit and read. Matter of fact, book a flight to Georgia. Pull over.
Yeah.
You will see fields of cotton. Get out and just start picking. And have
not
somebody time
that,
you and see
news,
how fast you can pick.
A young lady was set on fire today or yesterday in Georgia because she had on a President Obama shirt and she was set on fire. African-American young woman, we're looking into that.
Isn't that terrible? And you can't have time to vote. I mean, people actually came in where we were. Oh, the line is too long. This man, you should have heard everybody. Oh, don't turn around, man. Don't turn around, man. Come on in here, man. Come on in here, vote. They're trying to suppress
like
the vote.
Act like it's Black Friday. Act like it's Black Friday.
And
Black
one guy
Friday.
Turned
we're
around
be in
and
line,
leave.
Stand
right.
in line.
And this guy said, come on, man, don't do that. He came back in. We applauded him. Because like he said, he wasn't working the poll. I thought he was working the poll. He wasn't. He was just a cheerleader. He said, you know what? Anything could happen tomorrow. We might have a hailstorm. Anything could happen. And
I was kind of nervous this morning when the good Lord allowed me to wake up and the weather was an overcast and then it started raining. I said, oh, we're going to have a low turnout. Because in some kind of way, our people, African Americans, feel that if it rains, I'm either going to get wet, so I'm going to have to cut my hair. If it's snowing, I don't have no boots, I don't have enough clothes. You know, we depend on how the weather's going to be before we go out. But this is a decision where we need to get out, get up, and get out and cast that vote.
That's right. Everybody keep voting. It goes on until when does it end, Maureen?
Early voting started today, October 22nd to November 3rd.
November 3rd, we got
time. And regular voting is November 6th. But you know what I was thinking about voting suppression? Our voting has been, early voting had been pushed back, and if you think about it, this, we do have a form of voter suppression, because this is the first time we've ever had such a short time to have voting. Early voting for us is just 13 days. Now, I just returned from Cincinnati, Ohio, where they were in a discussion on whether or not to allow them to have early voting, and they do have it, and their early voting is from October 2nd to November 3rd, so that's a month and a day. We're the only state with the shortest amount of time for early voting.
And also, too, I also saw in the news that many of our polling places has been reduced significantly.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So that causes confusion for people as well. Where am I going to go? Oh, I can't go here anymore. Now, the only thing they did, so they did make sure that we had, you had to have your ID with your picture on it. They said driver's license, state ID, or any ID that had a picture on it. And I took my voter's registration card. Now, my brother not only took that, he also took two bills also. And I want to give a shout-out to my brother, Brad Stevens.
With
his voting place up north, he asked about the early voting like 2 weeks ago. They were confused. That's why they couldn't give him any information. Well, that angered him to no end. He called the voters. Board, got the facts, went home, and printed up signs. He made three signs and put them in the window of the armory where they vote up there in his area.
Okay.
And I just want to say, go, Brad, go. And today he went to vote.
Okay.
He was so furious. Brad, for nothing, my brother, he is Mr. On Time. He called me a slowpoke, but...
Well,
he was
that's what we're talking about. We need more leaders like that. We need more activists like that to wake our people up. And that's on time. That's right on
time. He got there at 8:30 to vote for 9 o'clock. He actually could not vote until 9:40 because one of the adapters for the machine didn't work. There are about 15 people there waiting. Some left. By the time he left, it was about 20, 25 people. They got the other adapter. So he was very upset, and, you know, he was upset. Now, what are the rules? During the normal election time, even during early election, if they don't start letting people vote to 9:40, can they keep the polls open to 5:40? How does that happen?
That's a call from the Board of Elections.
Okay.
If there is something that goes terribly wrong with the machines, that's a call from the Board of Election. And one year there were polls that were kept open late because there was a delay of an hour or two for the polls to get started.
Okay.
So that is a call from the Board of Election.
And Maureen, too, I just want to have you tell people, your listeners, in case they don't know, there are some companies, like the company that I work for, where if you are late to work or if you miss a day, they have just instituted a point system where you take away points. So you lose a point, you get a zero. Now, let's say you are actually on the big day, November 6th, you go to vote, and your schedule, let's say, is from 11:45 to 8:15. And you may have to get children off to school or do an errand. You can't get the polls early. What is the federal law? People need to know this, that you can bring to your employer about giving you time to vote.
Yes, there is a law. They can go on the website, and I will look that up and have that ready for tomorrow night's show, because all this week in election, Illinois with Mo will be doing a show every night from 10 to 10:30 up to election. And there is a law that says that employees are to allow the employees to leave work early or arrange for them to vote. There's a law for parents that they can take in this slip of paper if they have to go to their children's school.
Very good.
There are laws in place.
Right. And I understand
what they're trying to do is to combat all of this by doing the early voting. You know,
right.
It doesn't matter how you try to accommodate people. You're still going to have one person that will say, well, I didn't have time to do early voting, and this is the only time I had to do it. But the polls are open every night till 7.
That's right. And they are open from 9 to 5 until Saturday.
Yes, yes. And
Saturday, don't forget Saturday now.
Go down to 69 West Washington all over to vote there. You need to take identification. Well, I want to thank you for being on In the Know with Laura. I didn't get your name.
I'm Valerie.
Valerie Stevens.
Yes.
I knew who you were.
And you know what? I want to say congratulations to you. I understand from several very close sources that Sunday with Reverend Al was absolutely fantastic and that you were recognized. Good for you. I'm going to buy that DVD. Apparently he laid it out.
It was a fantastic service, and I want to send a shout-out to all of the National Action Network supporters, friends and supporters and members, because Reverend Al Sharpton, even today, this evening, this morning on his show, he acknowledged Chicago and Trinity United Church of Christ and the president, me, Maureen Forte. Thank you for calling in, and feel free to make this your shout-out station. This is In the Know with Mo, and we're going to be on every night until the election. We want to make sure people get out and exercise that right to vote.
All right, thank you.
That right to vote, we might as well go ahead and put those shackles back on.
That's right. All right, Father, Mo, have a good night.
All right, you too.
Help your children. Don't let them fall.
By the
side
of the
road, and teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. He won't let you down, and I know he lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our